After they told her, when she said, "Ye gbeleo," she didn't say it like that. She was just quiet on the phone. The first thing that I told you that the elders have met, and spiritually she was actually released. She said, "No, I give my word publicly. I must honor it." Those were the things God put together. And her son called less than an hour later on the same phone and said, "That deal that you got into some time ago, the investment has started yielding. Your profit, your share of the profit in the first month is $100,000. Some people now say, once you want to play, just join hand. No. You either want to make giving a lifestyle or you are not interested in it. Are you getting my point? In the same manner, thanksgiving is not a key. That's what I'm saying. It's a law of what? Appreciation. That once you is, you know. Now, and I was saying, life now demands you periodically to utter what you really appreciate. I don't know whether I get what I'm saying. You are soon going to go for an interview. And people will tell you your certificate. Now, there are two ways. Both of them, the same thing. What thing you get? 2-2. Which course you study? Which school? They don't go just employ you at all. And you believe it. There's a second one that's just as bad, maybe worse. What thing you get? First class, baba. Which course? They mention, say, which university? Harvard? Is your type. If you believe it, you're dead. Excellence is good. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Excellence is good. Amen?
Amen?
We must strive for excellence. Amen?
Amen?
God is not a God of mediocrity. Amen?
Amen.
Neither is a God of stupidity. Amen?
Amen.
He is not a God of stupidity. But he's a God of wise and foolish and stupid and good and big and small. He's a God of everybody who will drop their natural disadvantages and their natural advantages and hold to the power that's in Christ. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Now, whichever one you believe of those two, you're in trouble. Because if you believe that you don't have it, therefore you can't get it. You are saying promotion does not come from God. It comes from the east or the west or the south. Are you getting my point? If you say, "Yes, I have all everything," you are saying the same thing, that promotion does not come from God. It comes from the east or the west or the south. Listen, people say the key is thanksgiving. It's not a key. I don't know whether I get my point. It's a recognition. Did you hear what I said? When your life is the life of recognizing God's power, it will appear to you like to people around you as if you have a key. Did you know that Jesus gave thanks and the bread multiplied? It's true. He gave thanks and the bread multiplied. Amen?
Amen.
Is that not in the scriptures? It's there. But was he a key? Just say, "Give me that major key. That's the one we need when things are rough like this." No. It is, listen, God is the provider. It's a habit we have. We respect that. And for that reason, when we receive something, the first thing we do is we do what? We give thanks. No, so you've heard this question before, the law of first fruits. You've heard of first fruits? Yeah, Christians introduced it into Pentecostal churches about 4 years ago, and it has been growing since that time. It has been growing since. Yeah, it's been growing because it brings a lot of income to churches. So, Pastor, Pastor came to the pastor, so I'm asking him. But I'm going somewhere. People have asked me, what is the law of first fruits? In case you want to know, I'll just give it to you straight. All right? People say, is it your whole January salary? It's not your January salary. It's not. It's not your January salary. All right? If you want to give your January salary, you should. It's good. It's a good thing to be generous. Are you getting my point? If you have never given a whole month salary, you have a serious problem. All right? So go and learn it. Go and try. Try one day. Calculate everything you have earned in 1 month and say, "God, I'm waiting. People, they give. Wait, am I dead?" You get what I'm saying? And give too. It's good. You should copy good things. So. You know, some people say, "Pastor Frank says it's not compulsory. This tithing is not compulsory." You're on your own. If you are using me as an excuse for your stingy behavior, may God handle you on your own. Don't join me to it, please. After people say, "Hey, Pastor Frank, you say tithing is compulsory now?" No, I don't believe in it. You know I don't. But because I don't, I'm more than a tither. You get what I'm saying? I can't be restricted by 10%. I can't be. It's for me not to see the need. Or me not to believe in it. Some people go around with photographs. You know, of diseases. I look at those pictures. They were downloaded from books, I'm sure. Who are criminals. You see them there. God forgive me. The pictures are so good. And they have different diseases. You know I'm a pathologist. I know where to find these photographs. If I open my computer for you like this, you go see head who don't break in two. I photograph and put it in traffic. Help the needy. Help the needy. I love you now. I'll give you money. I want to go and use it to chop. It's only when I don't believe in things like, are you getting my point? There are things like that. They just come. Say, ah, this child is very sick in the hospital. I say, oh boy, I work in the hospital. I have seen sick children. What I'm saying is that if I feel like somebody is just trying to be deceptive and in my mind I'm persuaded, I may not respond. Sometimes people are just overextending themselves and they will not respond. But if I know this thing to be true. The other time, I told my wife, we're paying fees beginning of the year. You know, term. Is it semester? Term, sha. We have 4 children going to school. I just thought, I said, sweetheart, this money is plenty, but we can pay it, can't we? I said, but what about those who have to pay it, but they can't? I said, it's not right. We can't be paying only our own. I said, yeah, think. We should send money to people who want to pay fees. I'm trying to bring out an issue here. Eh? So that's what I preach. Don't go and hide and say, Pastor Frank, you said that it's not compulsory. So you are stingy as a dry bone. What I'm saying is that a Christian that has the understanding that I'm teaching is superior to a man who believes in tithing. That's what I'm saying. And he's, anyway, I'm not talking about money now. In the same manner, so when we talk about first prayer, I'm saying, Pastor, I don't catch you. I want every money again. You were in bondage before. That was your problem. And it's good. I'm liberate. Because I don't know what you were doing before, you were not getting anything anyway. You get my point? You were not willing. You were only obedient. And you have to be willing and obedient to eat the good fruit of the land. Uh-huh. Now that I have clarified that, in Jesus' name, have I clarified it? Let me now say the truth. The truth is that it's not your whole month's salary. It's not from scriptures. It's not. The Jews that used to practice it. At number two, it's not a New Testament practice that you must do first week. It's not. All right? The truth is this. The Jews that used to practice, this was how it went. It was a law of appreciation. This was how they did it. They used to harvest maximum maybe twice a year. All right? But generally, there's one major harvest. And once you start harvesting, this was the law of appreciation. The first thing you took from the farm went to the temple. It wasn't the volume. It had to be what? The first. And it was a statement that this field is not fruitful because I know the laws of agriculture. It was a statement that this field is not fruitful because I am so righteous and I know how to do everything properly. That this fruit field is fruitful because of the mercy of God. Do you get the point? So they were commanded, before you eat it, listen. If you are harvesting, I can't remember, I don't know their measures now. Okay, let's use tons now. If you are harvesting, let's say, 10,000 tons of wheat, and you are so generous, you are going to give 2,000 tons to charity and to the priest and the temple. But first you go home and you eat part of the wheat, and you enjoy yourself and you feed your stomach, you have broken the law of first fruits. Are you getting my point? For them, God didn't want 1,000 tons. He didn't want 1 ton. He wanted a basket full, a handful, a bag full. Out of the 10,000 tons you are going to harvest is your problem. But the first basket that comes out, I want that one. The idea is that I am saying, these 10,000 tons, all right, they are not coming because of my strength. They are coming because of divine favor. The law of first fruit was very different from the law of tithing under the old covenant. It was very different. The laws were different. The law of first fruit was a way of saying God. And funny enough, it is an eternal law. It was there from time. And that is what Thanksgiving is all about. All right? What do I mean is this. Nigeria, we do New Year Festival, true of us. That's what it was about. Go and read this book. I keep on forgetting that book. Is it Chinua Achebe now or which other one? I've forgotten. That one in which Ezulu refused to pronounce harvest should start. And people started carrying their yam to church. What's the name of that book? Arrow of God. Thank you. I think it was Arrow of God. That's the principle. The idea is that before you started harvesting your yam, you harvested one and took to the shrine. Whether you are going to harvest only 20 that year, or you're going to harvest 10,000, that's not the point. The point is that the first one had to go to where? The shrine. So when the God didn't pronounce harvest should start, the pastor took advantage of it and said, guys, God now God, my own is even superior to his own. So people said, man, before all our yam rot in the field, he started carrying, and he decided that since the idol, the God of wood and stone took one tuber, his own God is going to collect two. And people didn't mind. The point I'm making is that it was just how many tubers? One. The law was how many tubers? How many tubers?
One.
It was one. What's the principle? That you are saying, I recognize that it is God. That's what I'm saying. I have a friend. Anywhere he goes to minister for the first time, any honorarium you give him, he does not take. It's just his own. If I'm coming here for the first time and I'm preaching for the first time and they give me money, his own is that I'm not taking it. I'll collect the money and give it back to you people. Are you getting my point? No, it happens. I give it as I'm a preacher. I go around preaching. A lot of time you preach, people give you things, all right? They can give you anything, fruits. They can give you anything. They can give you anything at all. Now, once, I realized I was going to preach somewhere. And in my mind, I was excited that I don't even get money for pocket. After preaching today, I'll get small money. So as soon as I finished thinking that thought, I just knew what to do. It was somewhere down, not too far from here. I just finished, they just said, okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. Just small appreciation for your first. I collected it too. Offering time, I didn't check what was left, but I opened my hand, stuck into the envelope, wrapped the whole thing. Offering time, blessing time, boom, I threw it into their basket. They never knew it, unless the person who gave the money can. That's my note now, it's back in the offering. Apart from that, they will not know. I collected it, thanked them very well, and kept the money. And when they said offering time, I opened the envelope. I didn't check how much was inside. If it was 1 million naira that day, that's my 1 million bucks gone. Because you know what I'm saying? So before I came, I made up my mind. You know why? I just found myself feeling happy. That nothing in my pocket. Okay, I'm going to preach, they will give me small money. Once I thought like that, I said no, that thinking must disappear. That thinking must come to an end. So I told myself before I went there, I wasn't expecting to be much money. I don't think it was a lot of money, but I just told myself, I'm not living there with a dime. I drove there. On the offering time, I just put it out, put it back in the offering basket. It wasn't like I give it back to them. I just put it in the offering basket. Now, I'm using that as an issue to bring us on. It was just my way of saying that, oh boy, stop looking at ministration as, do you get my point? And it's also a box. No, please, don't start it. It's not a good habit. It's not a good habit. Therefore, Alanga is my co-laborer, so he knows. We go to all kinds of places, and we get all kinds of treatment. All of them good, amen? And whichever way it is good. What I judge it by is, was the word delivered and was it rich? Were the people blessed? Are you getting my point? Pastor Bangi, what about money? You know now. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I don't have the capacity to doubt that. If God has to literally open the physical clouds, move them back, and rain money on me, He will. He will. He will. He has to. What's the law of appreciation there? That I understand that if it is 20 naira, it is God. I don't know whether I get my point. If it's 20 naira, it's who? If it's 100 million naira, it is who? God. It's the same God that is rich unto me, whether the money is plenty or the money is small. Are you getting my point? Listen, that's why, you know, I've told you several times, you can't be jealous of anybody, you can't be angry with people. If it was not that man, by now, know what you have said? God is not in charge. Nothing comes from his hands. His hands are too short, they cannot deliver. So I was about, oh God, this kind of wicked people they put in charge. They were just about to give me the contract. The man now said that his brother is going to do it. That's what happened though. That's why your brother is poor today. And the man is talking to you. Says, see, as your brothers, they suffer. Once he talks like he said, you have no faith in God. Tell him like that. Are you getting my point? Because, you know, I said that life will make demand. You have to utter. Do you get my point? You have to do what? Utter something. You must talk. And what you are doing is whoever you recognize comes in charge of your life. That's another point I should make before I leave. Whoever you recognize takes charge. Because Jesus always, always recognized that as common, you have to understand that there was no famine in his days. As common as food was, he said it was God. Let me add this one to it. Houses and riches the fathers can give, but a prudent wife is not from knowing how to chase women. A prudent wife is from whom? So if woman give you a show, you drag the show, lick the blood, throw the, you know what they call a show? You don't know what is a show? Anyway, a show is a Yoruba word for nail. So when they do somebody by say me a show, say they drive the nail, say how many inches? 6. This is the word of the Lord. Pull your show out, lick your nail, your blood from it, and give her a show. Go away. You were not given to me by God. And anything that God can't give, I don't want. At least, yeah. The law of what? Appreciation. I appreciate that my life is not in my hands, is not in the hands of anybody else, it's in the hands of God. Oh, I remember then. This is my persuasion. I still believe that that was one thing that caused my wife to have Akinlu. So if I should have born in children until somebody called her 1 year, one block. One day I told her, our friend, chairman, I said, you know my wife don't deliver. He said, again? He said, this is your wife now, 1 year, one block. Because his office is beside 1 year, one block. One day we're looking at a magazine, Deeper Life magazine, and that picture never left my head. And one woman was standing like this, and God stretched one big hand from heaven and was handing one child in the palm of his hands to that child, to that woman. And I don't know what I always remember that day. We laughed. I said, this is how it works. I don't know what I heard I said. Yes, this is how it works. It's not fertility, it's not sperm count, it's nothing. This is how it works. I said, this is how it works. Children are the heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. Damn. Listen, you must learn to recognize now when you are not even under tension. That's why you can go to America if you want. But if God doesn't prosper you there, you will beg there. America has beggars. They have more beggars than Nigeria. You want to prove it to you? One, they are more than we are. Two, everything in America belongs to somebody. So once you don't have it, you don't get. I don't know what I understand what I'm saying by that. So you can't just go to the village and stay in somebody's land for nothing. It belongs to somebody. So when you are poor in America, you are really poor. There's no bros. There's no brother. No party for jungle. You don't hear that thing before. That's it. So if God doesn't bless you, think that America will bless you, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. The reason why you won't come back home is that you can't even afford the flight ticket. Listen, a lot of your cousins you haven't seen, they are not dead. They never die. Now, I mean, they tell you. The guy never died. You know what happened? There are people that are begging to be deported. Nobody wants to deport them. It's too expensive. What am I saying? America doesn't bless people. Only God does. Are you getting my point? And you must recognize it now. I was talking to my wife the other day, we discussed something. I said, listen, what about when people are doing this? I said, listen, the amount of effort you put into doing some things is a reflection of where your hope is. You sold your father's land to buy visa. Poverty. Oh, my Father in heaven. You need repentance. You need, listen, you need to see me and pray so I'll lay hands on you. Let me ask God for special mercy for you. Not because selling of land is bad. If you need money, you can sell land, amen? But because of visa, that is, you so hope. That's your problem. Misplaced hope. You stole your cousin's car, sold it. Because you want to pay. You should know now. Your hope is what the problem is. Are you getting my point? That is what the problem is. As I'm talking about the law of what? Appreciation. Why use the word appreciation, not just recognition like my woodwork will use when he speaks those words, all right? Is that I'm not talking about just one thing you know in your heart. I'm talking about what you utter with your mouth when life makes demand of you to speak. You didn't call chief. Chief is going to be very angry. He won't help you again. Yeah, too bad. My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Listen, you must learn it now. You must learn it now. Listen, let me end with this. If you learn it now, like I said earlier, a child that grows up knowing that bread, as common as bread is, no, oh God. And that's why the Lord used that one to teach us. Bread was so common, there was no famine in his days. A child that grows up knowing that bread, food, basic food, biscuits, sweet, as common as it is, it's a gift from God. Is supplied by God. That listen, you see those birds on the express route that dive, and pick the carcass from the ground and disappear. See the kite that hover around when they are burning bush, picking rodents who are running. Listen to this. It was God sending food to them. They gathered, and the Almighty came and was sprinkling their food, their grain. Some of them fell on the road, and you were driving past. So they quickly picked it before you matched it. I don't know what I got to say. As easy as it is, that food they are eating out of nothing. The Bible says, and Jesus said it. You know how many lies Jesus told in his life? You know. None. Are you getting my point? Yet he said, your heavenly Father feeds them. Who feeds the birds of the air? Who feeds the birds of the air? He said, your heavenly Father feeds them. And he says, you are more precious than they, O ye of little faith. That is, if you recognize it, listen, you will never be hungry in your life. Let me end it with that. You will never be poor in your life.
Amen.
It's not a key. It's what? A habit. It's understanding. It's a lifestyle. It's the attitude of the heart. It's the thinking pattern. When you enter your wardrobe now, how many shares did there? Now only 2.5. Why is it half? The third one, you've had to remove the collar and cut the hands. As you reach house today, you know what I'm going to do? Father, I thank you for Bible study today. I thank you for that Bible study. Pastor Banky says it's not by chance that I have this. So I want to thank you that I have this one and this one. And this one. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey, I'm impressed to say this. God will say, which one do you want next? I don't know whether I get my point. Just say, see that suit Pastor Banky was wearing last time. I like one. Papa God said, no problem. Just like you have never asked me about it. You have only grumbled about it. That now you recognize that I'm the one that gives this thing. Ask me for, oh God. There's a reason why God comes to people and says, ask me for anything. Before you don't whine, complain, tire. There are people, one day one of my cousins said that, this is not the kind of plate my mates used to eat. I got up, I said, auntie, your problem is that you have nothing to think about. I was very angry. You are eating a plate in the house, air conditioner, everything. Are you serving me this kind of plate? This is not the kind of plate my... And God will say, you know, nothing they worry you, now make they talk this guy. I was very angry. Somebody have gone home and say, look at it. Only one piece of fish. Now, wow. There are people who are eating every night now. Fatted calf, now they slaughter. This life is unfair. God said, tomorrow, if you see fish chop, that means that I don't retire. What is the lesson again? Go home. Take the plate, sit down. Call somebody. Say, have you eaten? Sit down there. I want you to share this with me as my way of telling God, I recognize that he's the one that brought this food. Again, I feel like telling you this. After that, the Lord will say, where would you like to eat just for the fun of it? They said, they told me about the buffet at Nike Lake. Baba God, it's not bad. There are different ways God arranges things. One day, somebody just says, escort me, I want to go see person. And he just reads there. Person, you have come. Guys, let's eat. It's meal time. Now go just enter, sit down, stay in the hotel. What's your problem? Just there, save everybody, you go chop. And don't take it for granted. It's not luck. God took you there to feast you up. That's what I mean when I talk about the law of what? Appreciation. Who will learn to appreciate? Let's rest our feet. Let's just appreciate him as we close. Like my wife was leading the prayer earlier, said, thank him because he has kept you up till now. I want us to do it again. It was not by chance you were not knocked down by that car. You know, the other day, one of our friends, her brother died, her only surviving brother, senior person, I mean, not a child. And when I heard that he died in the United States, I said, Jesus is Lord. When people die for Nigeria, we vex. See this country, healthcare here is not good. Then the person flew to America, said, let me go and do one small procedure. Call somebody on the phone before he entered the hospital, entered the theater, and came out dead. So I say, there's no country that saves lives. One of my chiefs used to say that death is very powerful. That's why white man still they die. Believe me, death is very powerful in that regard. You get my point? You can't run to America so as not to die. If you have been kept alive till today, somebody kept you alive. Why don't you just say, Father, I thank you? Because you kept me alive. Say, Father, I thank you. Because I've had food to eat. Yes, I've not had the job. But Lord, you know what? Nobody knows until I tell them. Because it doesn't show on my face why you gave me food to eat. I love to live in a very nice flat, well furnished, with a small 32-inch LCD TV, you know, raw sitting room, nice cool music, but I don't have it yet. But have you noticed I've not been sleeping outside? I've had the roof over my head. It's not by chance. Lord, I appreciate that. I recognize that and I say thank you. The difference between thanksgiving and praise is that praise declares what God can do. And thanksgiving identifies that which he has done for you already. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget any of his benefits. All those little things, that's what I'm just saying. Appreciate God in them. It's the law of appreciation. If you make a child grow up always appreciating the hand of God in the food that he eats, that child will never be hungry all his life. Believe me, he will never be hungry all his life. He will never be hungry all his life. And the same applies to you. Appreciate God for everything, and you will never lack in your life. We're not talking about just a key, a presence key. No. It becomes a key in the life of the person who has made it a habit. Oh, thank God for everything you have, oh please, every little thing. Quickly, confess of all the grumbling you have grumbled against people, the anger you have felt against people who you felt did not help you. We studied here the other day, we like lift up my head to the hills. Is that the place from where my help comes? He said, no, my help comes from the Lord. Every time we have grumbled and have been angry with people, it is because we felt our help is coming from them. So when they did not perform, we were vexed, we were angry. Listen, God watches over you specially, crucially, critically, uniquely. That is why you must thank God. Father, we give you thanks. Let's just take this song, two lines. No, I don't read songs often. It says, we are saying thank you, Jesus. You know that song, very short. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. You know, that you are standing here and hearing this word, you know you were led by the Spirit of God, brought here by the angel of God, brought here by the power of God. You have to thank God for that also.
I've thought about many things. I get mails from here and there. And every time I think about it, something happened today. Somebody told me some stories. And I realized that I'm a Nigerian and there's a reason for it. I can't start giving you the stories. I said, Lord, I'm a Nigerian and there is a reason for it. You are not here by chance. It was crucial to divine destiny that you spend this time in this place. You wanted to go to Lagos like 6 months ago. It didn't work out. Last moment, somebody disappointed you. The job you're supposed to go and take didn't work out again. God said, yes, because it's crucial you stay here for this season. You're not here by accident. That's what I'm saying. When I came to Enugu as a person, I didn't have the capacity to doubt. It was too clear that God said, go there and go and stay there. I will show you what you are supposed to do. And the time came, I began to teach the word of God. And from here, I mean, we get meals from Tanzania. I was standing just now when my wife was leading prayer at the back. I looked at this hall and I started laughing to myself. If you saw me then, I smiled. I just smiled, I stood at the back and I laughed. You won't know why I'm laughing. You know why? I looked at the size of the hall. That's why I was laughing. And I think about the meals we get from South Africa, from Tanzania, from Zimbabwe, you know, from all those East African countries. Not the Nigerian one is regular, I know, but I'm talking about the one from different countries. And I look at the size of the hall and I started laughing. And I started laughing. And I remember that he said that Jesus was talking about, what's the name of that tree? This is sycamore tree. When he said that the seed is the smallest, he said, but when it has grown, it becomes so great. And I said, no, it's not the size at the beginning. It's the seed, the gene that's inside. It's the power that's inside that was deciding where it can get to. I thought about it. I said, no, I did not come to Enugu by accident. I was led directly. Go here and wait there until I bring you to the place where I want to do some things. Listen, you know I'm telling you that? In the same manner, you are not here by accident. Amen. I say you are not here by accident. Amen. The time you were disappointed, I asked after one guy the other day, I said, this guy, he went to Lagos. How far? This guy has come back. I started laughing. I said, he thought that prosperity was in going to Lagos. I said, now he has come back. He said, man, Lagos rough. I'm adding many words now. There are all kinds of talented people there. And the guy looks, let me go back home where I say I did safe. It's not the fact that you have not gone to Lagos. That's not the reason why you have not prospered. Some people tell women, say, you move from here and go there, you'll find husband. I say, what's wrong with your head? Tell the woman to locate to Lagos, you can go and marry what? Goliath. I don't know, just on my mind, your location right now, thank God for it. That's what I'm saying. You try to apply here and they haven't employed you yet. God said, occupy with this until I come. Say, Lord, thank you for this. Give him thanks for that. Say, Lord, thank you for this. Lord, thank you for this. Say, Lord, thank you for this. Hey, very important. What is this? The job I have now. The job I don't have now. The time I have to study and to pray now. Lord, thank you for this. For the little money I have now, thank you for it. For the word you are giving me in this season, Lord, thank you for it. A time will come, you will need 3-5 times this effort to be able to hear a quarter of the word you are hearing now. And it's not because you are wicked. Problems always follow prosperity. It's not because of wickedness. That's just the way. You have to learn how to solve them. The church in Jerusalem began to have grumblings because it was growing. When it did not grow, there was no grumbling. So that's why for now, I appreciate your this. I appreciate the place where you are in today. When you appreciate that, when you say, Father, I thank you for it, what you are saying is that where I will be tomorrow, you will take me there and nobody can stop me. You will take me there, no geographical location will be able to stop me. Most of the wealth in America, if you know where it's concentrated, you'll be surprised. When you talk about Silicon Valley, it's not in the heart of New York. People went to where they can have a quiet mind, and from there they began to control the wealth of the world. Father, we give you thanks for today. Lord, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Lord is good.